Saramad, mystic saint of divine love. Saramad was a mystic. What is mysticism? Mysticism holds that through outward forms of worship may have some value, they won't help in attaining and achieving God realization. The search for the divine must be made within the body and is mentioned in the Bible as the temple of the living God. It is only in the human form that it is possible to achieve God realization. Thousands every year gather to honor a great saint. They bring tons of flowers, perfumes, incense to the shrine and tomb of Saramad located in Delhi, India. Candles are lit in homage to the one who lit the path for earnest seekers of Saramad, who is recognized as a servant of God and attained oneness with the divine. Saramad was charged with blasphemy and was beheaded. Saramad means everlasting or eternal and was a popular saint in the 17th century and still is today. Some scholars state that Saramad was born in the early 1600s, yet other researchers claim that he was born in 1590. His place of birth is Kashan and was a large business and merchant city in Persia, located in modern Iran. Saramad was born into a wealthy Jewish family with rabbinical background. Saramad never married or had any children. His wealthy parents provided Saramad a high-level education. He studied Jewish Hebrew scriptures, the New Testament, and other books on Christianity, Islamic theology, and mastered the Arabic language. He eventually gave up being a merchant and later became a mystic. His teachings were not confined to any doctrine of religion. In his poems, which he used as a teaching tool, stated that he was neither a Jew nor Hindu or a Muslim. After completing school, he became a merchant and did trade between Persia and India, where he exported Persian rugs, precious stones, gold and silver, copper and brass household wares, and cotton and silk textiles. In 1631, he went to India by sea through the Persian Gulf and stayed in Thatta, a merchant district near Karachi known today. There was always this inner urge in him to find a path that led him to having an experience of union, oneness, and love with the divine. Saramad traveled all over India in search of spiritual teachers. It is recorded that in 1634, he visited Lahore in the Punjab area of India. In 1647, was reported as seen in Hyderabad. During those 13 years in Lahore, India, it is thought that he was in spiritual study and trying to find a pathway to God. With Saramad now in Hyderabad, he continued his spiritual search and met with all the different holy men of the different belief systems, yet found them wanting and still missing the inner mystical experience of God realization. In Hyderabad, the King Abdullah Shah reported that Saramad was living there in 1649. Saramad moved to Delhi, India, and finally came across a mystic spiritual master teacher that showed him the path leading to oneness with the divine source. It is believed that his mystical master teacher was Khawaja Sayyid Abdul Qasim, who was known as Shahara Banar of the Qadiri sect of the Sufis. Saramad stayed with his spiritual master teacher in Delhi, and finally his quest was over. Saramad was taught that Source and his divinity was to be found within the human temple of the body. Saramad found this out and did discover the Source within himself. Years later, after Saramad attained God realization, was teaching the masses of people in India, in the city of Delhi. All walks of life would come to receive comfort and mystical teachings from Saramad. Over time, the king of Delhi's son, the crown prince named Dara, became an avid seeker of the divine and became absorbed into the mystical spiritual teachings of attaining God realization. Dara, the prince of Delhi, decided when he would become king, it would be a more liberal society and free the people from religions and orthodox belief systems. The crown prince Dara realized the freedom from rituals, ceremonies, and traditions that the mystical path to the divine offered. Saramad had become so popular and considered a mystic saint due to his deep mystical wisdoms he taught to the public in Delhi. After some time, both the Hindu priests and the Muslim priests were losing their power and followers, then became angry and vowed to find a way to eliminate Saramad. A younger brother of the crowned prince wanted the throne and had his older brother Dara killed and all his associations that could stand in his way to obtaining the throne for himself. He decided to have Saramad killed, yet was too popular with the population in Delhi. The priest decided to charge Saramad with blasphemy due to Saramad having said that he had obtained oneness and union with God and therefore he was the divine in human form. Why did Saramad say that he experienced oneness with the divine? Was it ego? Far from it. Why did Jesus say, "I and my Father are one"? How can students and disciples know the truth without the teachings being expressed? It is out of love for their students that the saints speak of oneness with divinity. Saramad teachings touched the souls of the unsophisticated masses of Delhi, who listened to him with close attention and treated him as a messenger of God. He showed them a true form of spirituality without philosophical complexities and the emptiness of rituals. Saramad, in an attempt to make people look within themselves, he explained that the beloved is found in the spiritual garden within every person, rather than the mosque or a temple. The path to God realization was not an easy one. It was a long struggle pursued with relentless determination in the face of spiritual pain, suffering, defeat, and frustration. Finally, Saramad came to the stage where he ceased to have an existence separate from God. The unity of the soul and the supreme essence seemed to be complete. The following poem Saramad shares, "He and I are one, like the word and its meaning. Behold union in separation, like the eye and vision. Not for a moment is he separate from me. Behold us together everywhere, like flower and fragrance." Saramad found source within his own body, made the astounding discovery that the divine abides in the entire creation. Upon finding source everywhere, he shared these words, "He dwells not only in temples and mosques, the whole creation is his abode. The whole world is mesmerized by his tale, but wise are the ones who are lost in his love." Saramad was famous in Delhi as a poet and a mystic. The angry priests convinced the youngest son of the king, called Aurangzeb, to eliminate Saramad and charge him with blasphemy against the creator. Aurangzeb was acting king since his father was very ill and had stepped down from rulership duties. The new king, Aurangzeb, put on a mock trial, and Saramad was found guilty of heresy by the king, Aurangzeb, who was in alliance with the angry priests. Saramad was sentenced to death in the year 1660. Saramad was already declared a saint by the population of Delhi, and the death sentence was not accepted by the public. The military was called in to cover every area in Delhi to keep a revolt from breaking out. Then the sentence was carried out quickly. As the executioner approached, Saramad said these words to him, "The friend with a naked sword has now arrived. In whatever disguise thou mayest come, I recognize thee." Then after the beheading of Saramad occurred, legend has it that the headless body stood up, held his head, and said, "I am God." The crowd went wild. They wept, cheered, and howled. Then Saramad laid down, thereupon showing his unity with God. As the crowd dispersed, they never forgot him, and to this day, Delhi's population still remembers him with love and affection. By the execution of Saramad, the new king Aurangzeb made Saramad a great martyr, and his teachings became respected as sacred. Saramad is not the only mystic who has been executed on the charge of blasphemy, nor was he the only one to face death for proclaiming the truth. 1600 years before him, Jesus declared, "I and my Father are one," and faced crucifixion. In Baghdad in the year 922, a Sufi saint named Mansur declared, "I am God," and was sentenced to death. Shams Tabriz, the renowned Persian saint, had to face death on an identical charge of union with God, and he recognized that he was a piece of source in human form. Saramad will live on forever through his poems. The Bible teaches that the path of love is the path that leads to God. Saramad taught and followed the path of love, and it is only love that counts in the court of the divine. I will now share a closing poem written by Saramad. If for a moment the Master gives you a grieving heart, lasting peace on this earth he will also give. If the seal of God's love is impressed upon the ring of your heart, you will have rulership of this creation. The heart ensnared in the web of his love is happy and free of both the worlds. I see the one face of inner reality everywhere. The mirror that reflects this oneness is given by God Himself. Saramad was a gift to this world. He was a true mystic saint of divine love.